There are three seniors, one freshman, and a split of sophomores and juniors playing with the Lady Vikings this year.
Well, we have a small group this year with only 14 girls playing, but the group we've had have been working really hard.
Girls coach Dino Brock expects some challenges, but he's excited about the season.
It's been fun. We're athletic, so we've been working really hard against each other, playing, trying to learn how to play faster. So it's been good. There's a lot of work. We lost all three of our guards last year, so trying to figure out where we need to be at different spots on the floor and different times. But kids are working hard. I've been really happy with their effort.
Both the girls and boys teams started last season out with wins, but neither team made it past the regional tournament. The Lady Vikings ended up with 2 wins and 2 losses at regionals. The Vikings went into regionals last year after 8 wins in a row, but they ultimately lost to Wrangell in the consolidation bracket. This year's boys team is mainly freshmen and sophomores. Viking coach Rick Brock says it's the youngest group of players he's ever coached in the past 22 years.
We lost quite a few seniors last year. And the returning players, we have 2 seniors back from last year's squad, and a handful of juniors, and the rest of the program is made up of freshmen and sophomores. But at the same time, our first week of practice was very energetic, enthusiastic. Kids worked extremely hard, and it's nice with a young group of kids, you can really see the improvement from one day to the next. So that's been a good start.
Homecoming is a little earlier this year. By the start of this weekend's games, the Vikings will have gotten in 10 practices. The Viking cheer squad's been practicing as well. Veronica Maldonado is their head coach.
This year we've got 7 girls cheering, and we did an NCAA camp earlier this year, which coordinated with the middle school, so we're also coordinating with them as far as a homecoming routine. And during the first game of each night, the middle schoolers will be performing the homecoming routine with the high schoolers, so it's kind of nice to show just how we work together and how our program has grown in the last couple of years as a kind of mentoring program between the high school and the middle school girls. This year, we have hired a choreographer. His name is Michael Chow, and he's going to be choreographing our regionals routine. And we should be starting work on that here in the next month or so.
The Petersburg Vikings play varsity basketball against the Wrangell Wolves on Friday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 8. The Lady Vikings play Friday at 8 p.m. and Saturday at 6 p.m. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.
So the first one, we're moving.